On our show next week, we'll be able to look at what's going on in the election. It'll be a fall from grace for us to even pay attention to it, but something will be said, because it'll be what will be. Oh, but the clocks go back, so the. Oh, that's just me. My time changes, so I guess the show starts at the same time, which is what. 6, what, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard? What time does it start for you, Eliza?
What youth is 9 p.m.
All right, so that'll go to 11. By 10:30, they'll have some projections probably. Anyways, so in honor of this fiasco that's going to happen next week, this important word making the market fiasco, we will have a Donald Trump extravaganza today. I will play excerpts. Ion talking about Trump way back 7 years ago. I don't know why he was talking about Trump. He just started referring to him all the time. And now we know why, but I didn't ask questions about Trump. I never brought him up. He wasn't on my mind at all. So let's start hearing some of these. And there's some interesting other stuff that happened. So these recordings are a couple months before we're even on cash flow. We are doing Eben's show a little bit in the summer. We had done one cash flow on April 15th where we claimed that Ion was a human being. And then I don't know when we actually went back to cash flow and did a real Ion, maybe in the fall. But there's not much exposure of Ion at this point. So it's just me, and I'm still within my first 6 months, so I don't even know what Ion is or don't know if I believe it. And it's interesting listening to Ian. His voice is a little, tinier or something. So here we go. I'll meet you guys, and maybe we'll come back at some point and see if you have anything to say. Okay. Congratulations, Sarah, again for renewing your vows with your child. I do predict he'll start conspiring with you to get rid of his father or something, or you know, you'll start being devilish and mischievous. You're gonna have to
day
prove
star-ish,
your commitment
morning
to
star-ish, Beelzebub-ish
behavior in some format.
What if Noah was one of us?
Yeah,
right?
That's right. If Noah was one of us. If Noah was one of us. Okay. Here we go. Mute.
All participants
and
are now muted.
All the relevant points. Volume, sound flower, make sure the Skype is not blocked, bring up the first in the right order, July 28th, 09, go on this for a few minutes, if we start a little bit before the topic, I'm not sure, I've set them up, let's see if it works. Didn't work. Oh, because the volume went back down. Every time you click on something, the volume screws up. Okay, here we go.
So, or didn't they? They didn't see the calamity or the fall. They saw it as an opportunity to take over their part of their world.
Right, and they had the money from other businesses to do that.
Well, no, it just leveled the playing field because you and James got rid of money all along, so that's not an issue. So now if money's not in the issue, you don't have any trouble with money. You don't have, if money's gone and you don't base your world or your worth or your power on money, if money goes away, then you're not hurt.
Right, because he...
But if your world, if you're Donald Trump and everything's based upon your wealth, and then they take your wealth away from you, you're just pissing in the wind. You're like everybody else on relief.
Right. Now, so he had moved out of money in the 80s, Branson, so that whatever else he had acquired, he could trade them for the hubs, I guess you would say.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't even that. It was just the taking over.
Okay.
They were about free. It'd be like having a $15 or $20 million home. They were real easy to acquire, Bob, when they're selling them for $100,000 a piece.
Yes.
Okay. Then you got $15 million worth of real estate that you bought for $1.5 million.
Okay.
That's pretty sweet.
So how is Trump doing right now?
He's in debt, Bob.
Well, that never bothers him.
Well, but, okay. Yes, but the successor, the place of his creation, he's working it out as he goes. But, you know, you can't, how far in bankruptcy do you have to be and pull it out before they decide that you're running a Ponzi scheme for 30 years and they put you in jail for 120 of that?
Right. So what is Trump thinking today? What are his thoughts? Is he in fear? He's probably oblivious.
It waxes and wanes because he's got this ego thing that he's working on with his Mark Burdett's apprentice business.
Yeah.
That's just supposedly making him larger than life, and we're not impressed, but it's okay.
So he can ride on his media image for a little while.
Well, why did he, if you have the large phallus syndrome, and you can go bed everybody on the planet you want to, and you have all the credit in the world that is, you have all the buildings that are, and you have all the options on everything that is, and everything is all pressed up, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing. Why would you have to move your world as you know it to become a TV guy showing everybody how rich you are? Why wouldn't you just go be rich?
Right.
Why you gotta go through all that exposure? And just combing his little hair alone would be a commitment to go through that whole process. If you're already got a big dick, just go play with yourself. You don't have to go expose yourself to the world as we know it. Probably sitting in most of his little business opportunities or sitting in bankruptcy or receivership.
So he went on after 2006. He went on TV. That was his last. He was part. He entered into the software illusion. That's the last gasp of being somebody was to get on the media. Like Obama keeps the White House going by being on the media, right? That's the final gasp. So the bank holiday is going to have to come because that's run its course, it seems, past 6 months. No more TV illusion. So bank holiday. Now, if Bernanke is wondering what to do next, he's probably thinking, well, we don't want to do a bank holiday. Or is he not?
There's nothing else. Everything that he's done has been so upside down backwards. If that had caused the interest rates to go up, we wouldn't be having this conversation because money would have value. When instead of, if you remember, you had a conversation a long time ago, and the deal was that if it went up with interest rates, everything would have been fine. And it, because they went down when they should have went up, and that, what they did, it was eliminated all value of money.
Well, we're having a great conversation, and this is an issue that JW was puzzled by. Why did they not raise the interest rates? Maybe ION can enlighten JW and I the reason it wasn't done.
Because they couldn't prop up the derivatives that were feeding the frenzy of the increase in the valuations for tax revenues to be gained.
At the Treasury, I guess.
At the time, yes.
Yeah. So when JW says, why couldn't they, he has to look at the fact that they couldn't do it. That's why it wasn't done.
No, it's actually James and y'all did it. No.
Well, we caused the problem that JW thought should have been countered with raising the interest rates.
Apparently.
So we whooped JW's ass. Our meme won.
Sure, but and how's that working for you?
Not bad. It's pretty good so far. Unless,
okay. Then proceed on.
Yeah, but we, you know, we are the most optimistic show.
They could have adjusted this a different way before Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac fell.
Yeah.
They could have made these adjustments and corrections before they got the interest rate to where it would soon be. Instead of the bank paying you interest for having money in the bank, it won't be many moons till you'll have to pay the bank to keep your money.
Well, we can do it with the Fannie Mae interest. There was something about interest there. Or somebody pays interest on something. And then you said that we'll have to pay for the bank to take our money. Is that what you meant?
to store your money for you.
That's a Ponzi scheme in a way? I mean,
no, Bob, if they make interest rates minuses, instead of paying you interest on your money, you'll have to pay interest to get it. Then your loans, they'll pay you to take a loan.
Well, you know, you accused James and I of collapsing it, but I don't know what James' motive was. Mine was to move to the point where the heavens are rejoicing, so it is working out. Cause
it is indeed.
I showed up and said, Bob, it was great that you did that. Now
it is. As long as you don't say the words relax and allow, if you say those words, now you're just over.
It waxes and wanes. The relax and allow will come back in. We'll come back in.
There you go. Very good. Very good. But now, Ion, you know you can't say the words over and over and over.
That's right.
You can't say energy.
Yeah.
You can't say relax and allow. You can't say that you are the creator of your own destiny over and over and over.
No, you can't. We must go to where they're at. We have to dumb it down.
We keep saying.
Now, there's a good point. Saying relax and allow is a dumbing it down, okay? But another aspect of dealing with the dumb down is they get easily bored. See? That's why we don't say relax and allow all the time. Because in dumbing it down, you have to have the ebb and flow of the phrases you're trying to simplify for them. How about that statement?
It's a statement.
By the way, Evan asked us yesterday if we want to go on next Wednesday. So I said, yeah, we're ready. So we're on the radio. We're going to have to play up that relax and allow and ebb and flow it. Ebb and flow. That's her name, Ebon. Okay, this is very, very good conversation. You're very open on the economy issues that I...
you got us to this new place, and this is where you're focused. And we've learned that we can't drag you where we want you to go.
Ebb and flow. I'm willing to compromise. We went where I wanted to, now you drag me where you want to go. I'm all for it. Give me a hint.
No, it's okay. We're good, because that becomes the new hot potato.
Yeah.
Because it's all about the hot potato.
Yeah.
And now you wanted the rest of cash flow for tomorrow.
Yes, we did the credit rates. We did two topics. Third topic.
Now, the next run, you just can't get away from this. You started it, so it's your deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now your TV body is spending all day, every day, doing infomercials and documentaries, drawing exact specific parallels between Michael Jackson and Elvis Presley.
Yes.
And if you can, you search through your web or wherever you look, and there is a plethora of those choices that are amazing. And
okay, that goes into other topics. How do I get rid of the echo here? Go back to headphones. Hey. Volume down. Good. Okay, I'll just bring up unmute, see if anybody has any comment on that.
All participants are now unmuted.
Interesting. I didn't know much about Trump, even though I was in New York City. I didn't know he had a big ego. I didn't know he had a big phallus issue. So that's interesting. I uncalled what has become a major aspect of Trump's image. Anybody have any comment on that?
Hi, Bob.
Yes.
It's John.
How you doing? Yes, John.
Yes, the bit he said where if money goes away, then he might be hurt because a lot of his power is in his money. Or his...
No, you're not commenting on what... that wasn't talked about. That may come up, but we haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah, he said something about his wealth.
Ian talked about his big ego. Okay? Did you notice that?
I sort of took it that he also ties his ego, that confidence he has, to his bank account.
That's what I got too. But then I think it was going to go in a different direction when it got to Elvis and Michael Jackson.
Well, that's a different topic. I was just...
That's what I mean. I was thinking the same thing, but then that happened, so...
I don't know. Why are you connecting the two? Forget it.
No, I'm saying I thought the same thing, that he was saying that Trump would lose his power if he lost his money. He wouldn't have power if he didn't have money. And I thought that's what it was about until he brought up two other people, and then I thought maybe he's going to talk about him losing his power if he comes out as a dupe.
You guys haven't got enough information. Let's go on to the next recording.
Do.
Mute. Oh.
All participants are now muted.
Backup, Sunflower. That. Click this off, so that's July. That was July 28th, 2009. Remember, I started in March 2009. So then the next one is August 9th, 2009. And everything's ready, I think. August 9th, 2009, second time Ion brings up Trump. I'm not bringing him up. Ion is. I'm not even thinking about Trump.
Position of receiving more than you can pay. So you buy more things than you can afford.
Yes.
Okay.
But not necessarily, because you don't know what you can afford anyway.
Oh, you buy more things that all of a sudden you feel you can't afford, you can't pay your bill, and then it just spirals.
Correct. Once you get to a place where you break your rule, that you've been gluttonous.
Mm-hmm.
Once you break your rule, see, Donald Trump has more credit than you can shake a stick at. He thinks he's worthy of every dime of it.
Mm-hmm.
And files bankruptcy every 3 or 4 days, but still can get more credit and does more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And has no problem with it whatsoever. He's just good with it.
Now, the gluttonous thought, does that come when all of a sudden you see that your monthly payment is, you can't pay off the bill, and then you start having to, pay your monthly payment? I mean, something triggers that rule. You didn't know you had it until you have it.
Well, it's never a problem anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's never a problem anyway. You have, J.W. laughs about this all day, every day. He doesn't do the mortgagey things just because he can't stand the idea, because it's not based on anything. Meaning, he doesn't know that he's going to be able to pay a certain amount of payment for the next 30 years monthly.
Mm-hmm.
So he won't do that. He won't. Some people, what you say, believe God for the payment. Well, he has to believe God for the note. But he jokes and laughs now that his first house, when he and his bride married, they had a short-term obligation, and it was $600 or $650 or something for just a short span of time until he finished and took care of it. And now his electric bill runs $1,000 or better a month just for electricity. Well, but that doesn't break a rule.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, it's way different than it was.
Mm-hmm.
And see, in his place, he would never have been able to survive when he first married if that were the case. But now, all of a sudden, that becomes just pretty normal. I mean, mm-hmm. if it was a problem, he wouldn't have 4,000 things to plug up and, you know, refrigerators on refrigerators and you know, ice boxes of going air conditioners and pools of water that you heat that you don't get into. And you see what I'm saying? He's not going to push against that process. It just is, but he's okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, it's the new place of considering, well, okay, is he taking so much electricity that others are doing without?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. They get to have as much electricity as they can pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't, then, you know, of course, you can come and turn his off, and he probably wouldn't mind. He probably, you know, may or may not notice, but he wouldn't have a big hoo about it. He would just be easy with it. He'd have to, because that's what he does with everything.
Right.
That's why.
Okay, so there was just a short bit about Trump there. And it went into JW, so I'm going to go to the next one. That was August 9th. Okay. This one is September 13th, 2009. I guess it's ready to go.
Nine people live in a dumpster. 16 people live under a viaduct in Los Angeles.
And these are people who had nice homes and thought everything was hunky-dory.
Right.
Wow. And then they...
Well, it's relative.
Yeah.
It's all compulsory, Bob. I mean, Donald Trump has filed filed for bankruptcy more times than any other person. And he's still a fat cat.
Well, how does he pull that off?
He has a corporation. The corporation flumps, and he puts his name on it. He gets paid for having his name on it. They lose their shirt. He files for bankruptcy. He walks away. He doesn't owe the money. He turns around and buys the property back out of bankruptcy.
Where does he get this money that he buys property back?
He creates it, Bob.
Does he have mafia people give him drug money or something?
No.
Where he gets it.
If you lost mafia money, then you'd see the crucifixion of Donald Trump.
Right, but, okay, he goes
don't bankrupt. Borrow money from Uncle Guido.
So he gets people, did you say don't borrow money?
Don't borrow money from Uncle Guido, because
yeah.
Uncle Guido is going to get paid.
Yeah, so he has a little bit of money, and he puts on, he said, okay, invest in my company. People invest
in it. You said there ain't no money.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how he has any money to even start another company. Since people invested and they lost their shirt, but he kept his little bit and declared bankruptcy and didn't have to give it away. So he keeps making new money for new corporations from the little bit of money that doesn't get touched by anybody else, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, we don't like your words because he's doing okay. He's eating regularly.
Well, how does he do that if he's got... all you have to do is declare bankruptcy and you don't have to pay back anybody.
Right.
Okay, so he just keeps declaring bankruptcy and keeping a few million in his bank account, which he got a few years ago, and living off that, living off the interest. And
well, his property taxes are more than that, Bob.
Well, I don't know where... How does he keep having a lot of money to handle the property taxes?
Bob, you're going to like this. You're just absolutely going to love this. He discovered somehow with his hair plugs and his remaking himself and rebuilding himself, and that he doesn't have to be perfect and he doesn't have to be smart, he doesn't have to be articulate, and he doesn't have to have a cool demeanor, and he doesn't have to be nice, and he doesn't have to care what everybody else thinks about him. And then he realized that within his physicalness, there was also a non-physical. And the working aspects of his brain did not defile his physical body or his meat sack body. And then he realized that through this compass of his mind, the sieving that took place gave him kind of witty, creative ideas regarding different dynamics that are. Okay? And then he did this, he engaged this process. It's brand new. It's never been heard of ever before. It's called 3-2-1. And in that 3-2-1 process, he found a way to embrace, relax, allow, and engage. And he never takes a physical action until he's worked it out in the non-physical aspect of what it is that he's wanting. And it works so perfectly every single time without fail or exception that they can do away with money in tandem. They can do away with credit because there ain't no money to lend. And he can still increase and have source show up in his personal reality filing bankruptcy every time you turn around.
You can have source showing up
in his physicalness. He can simply make the statement that money flows freely and easily to him.
Is he a riff writer?
No.
Work out things? No. So
he has aspects. He has people around him that do. He also has a couple of those, what you call smalls. Oh, no. Mediums.
Oh, he has some
mediums
too.
Around him, he does indeed.
And he has some riff writers around him.
He does indeed.
Does he know their riff writers?
He does.
And he can use their advice.
He does. That's exactly correct.
Now, how come
how
come he can't riff write?
He could if he wanted to.
He just likes wallowing in this world.
No. He says, I haven't even broken. I don't own all of this world yet. Why would I want to go to another world and buy?
So has J.W. met Donald Trump?
You'll have to ask him. Is Donald Trump, because see, we'd say it's none of your business, but
right.
but that's all right. We'll be nice.
Yeah,
but now, yes, he may just say, he would probably be very gentle and say, well, Bob,
why do you want to know?
Why do you want to know?
God, I know the script.
Oh, my God, you're starting to pick up on this, you know? It's a magical thing. Bob, have you heard of this 3-2-1 thing? It's very compulsory.
Okay.
It's exciting if you really sort of dance with it a bit.
Yep.
And you start can answer the question, why? Which you have a lot of whys, but when you start applying these actual, sometimes tactile, sometimes not, glorious estates of beingness, then you can start figuring out not how does he do it, figuring out why does he do it.
Who's he?
Well, he like
Trump or J.W.?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, Trump or J.W.?
Schwarzenegger.
Oh, we twisted Schwarzenegger.
I thought we'd mix it up a little bit.
Okay, hold it. I have to say goodnight to Carol. Just hold it a second here. Carol, did you have some startling new impact from the new loss that you saw? It's two shows we have to go through. Was there some lots of new stuff? You now even know more. Okay, Jada, I have to say goodnight to Carolyn.
Goodnight, Connie.
Goodnight. You heard him? Did you hear him down the hallway? Yeah. Okay, any food down there for me? Okay, so we're putting
kitchen's closed, Bob. There's a little ferret in kitchen storage.
He said kitchen's closed. Okay, so Carol, are you calling JW to Ion tomorrow? Oh, so you're working. So Ion, Carol is not doing readings till she finishes writing the chapters. Okay.
All of them?
Yeah, all of them count. You got six chapters on the go, and you're going back and forth with JW? Supposedly. He doesn't know, Carol doesn't know if JW got her email with the new work she's done on the chapters.
Oh, well, he's been unpacking China, so...
That's right, he's been very busy. JW got a lot of China this weekend, so he's been unpacking that and buying new houses to put it in.
Well, that's about what we're to.
Yep.
Hey, you got room. We can make your minimalist dream disappear.
Yes, that's not going to be allowed. Okay.
I understand. It doesn't have pillows. You have to straighten. It's really cool.
Good night, Carol. Hey, good night to Carol.
Okay. Goodnight.
So, what's another prediction? Oh, no, I have to ask you. Okay. We've done a lot in science. We've done a lot of nature in previous readings. What's a new plague, disease that's coming after swine flu, or is swine flu going to be the last one?
Here you go.
Okay.
It's a new hepatitis strain.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll end there. Unmute. Unmute.
All participants are now unmuted.
What I noticed is that Trump is like Bob. He's got these mediums and psychics around him. And, you know, the popular image of Trump is just a dumb, creepy businessman or something. So this is Ion talking 7 years ago. There's this interesting stuff going on around him. He's privately pretty open-minded. He has the spiritual down, if you want to call that. Let's call it the physical. The new physical down with the what was that thing called? The unmagnetic law of resistance or something? Oh yeah, the unlawful degree of magnetism, the 3-2-1-ing. So, that, if you believe that, you would not think that's what Trump is doing. You wouldn't think that Trump they present is like that, but it would explain why he could become president. The guy's got it over everybody with his spiritual abilities, or whatever they're called, manifesting abilities. So I think that's pretty good statement by Ion way back then. Anybody have a comment?
Yeah, Bob, the first word I wrote down was his indifference. Now, after that, so it is like you said, like you
It's
he
always,
doesn't care
it's always
do or not.
Tough to get. Listen, I don't get what you're saying. Your accent throws me because I'm not used to it, and then we suddenly. So, what is your first sentence again? What did you say?
The word indifference is what
the
I
word
wrote down
indifference.
First.
He's telling you, the word indifference. What's word?
A word.
The word indifference. Okay, he's
yes,
indifferent.
Yes, the word indifference. Yes.
Yes.
With whether he just goes bankrupt, he doesn't feel he feels there isn't money.
I don't know how you
so
do that.
You can just have.
Do you
more.
Know how you do that? Could you go bankrupt, have no money, and then start up, buy more buildings? Could you do that? No. So how does he do it?
No. Yeah.
Maybe he's got a principle.
And that. Yeah, that.
Maybe
that's
some,
it.
A nest egg of money that he never touches, but he can use it when he has to. I don't know. So. Go ahead.
Well, that noticing of the dynamics of his non-physical. And he said he does no action until he's made it clear in his non-physical.
Yeah, he goes, checks it out in parallel worlds. He rehearses it. When are you going to start doing that? When are you going to start doing that? When are you going to start doing that?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm seeing stuff. Because Ayn says that's the line between order and chaos. I've picked that up.
I don't know. That's a concept. Why bring that? Why bring that in? What the hell? There's no such thing as chaos. No such thing as order. It's either you're bringing in mental ideas about just somehow go to another world and rehearse.
Yes, but for me, what I see is sort of the idea of he's clear about what he wants before he goes for it. Where I can see in myself, I'm sometimes hopeful for too many things.
Right.
And then sort of pissing in the wind for it.
Yeah.
Instead
yeah,
of making
right.
it clear
yeah,
and
yeah,
then going
like 99%
for it.
99% of humanity. Yeah, pissing in the wind.
Yeah.
Hopeful. Trying to go all these eggs in their basket. Okay, so anybody else got anything? So what were you saying after the first recording? Did this, whatever you were saying about him, was it contradicted by what you heard in the second or third, whatever, yeah, the third
yes.
recording?
Yes, because I thought he had a lot of attachment to his money. At
now
first,
you realize
but,
he doesn't.
And then, yes, he doesn't care if it goes. He's still going to just go for more, basically.
That's why I said,
yeah.
I think you need to hear more information. I didn't get totally what you were trying to say, but I said, nah, you need to hear this next bunch of stuff. So now you're clarified. So reformulate your question
yeah.
if you have any.
Yeah.
So let's, anybody else have anything to say?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I want to play something. Okay, see if you can hear this.
Say goodbye, Carolyn.
Yeah, I can hear
Hi,
it.
Hi, Carolyn.
Did you get that?
You said you had me say goodbye to Carolyn, which we just heard.
No,
right?
Can you hear did those you? Things? Can you hear those
yeah,
things?
Yeah, enough. They're faint, but we can hear them, yeah.
Okay, well, those are sample sound bites from Portal 2. And I just thought it was kind of funny, or I noticed the pattern, because you told Ion, say goodnight to Carolyn. You kept saying that to him.
Right. Are you saying that is a not me? That's from a song?
No, that's not you. I've been trying to tell you and Carolyn both about these sound bites for about 3 years. It's
where are they from?
Crazy. They're from Portal 2. Ion talks about it, too.
What? It's somebody the, sounds like me saying, have you, whatever, what did
mm-hmm.
I say? Say goodnight
say, or well, oh, God, you love what he says. He actually says, when life gives you lemons, don't make lemonade. Throw the fuckers back at it. Like, he
wait
has
a minute.
Really
that sound bite, which I thought you just got from what we just played, is
right.
is a sound bite on Portal, someone saying that, not me.
Correct. His name is Cave Johnson. But there's a
well,
theory
why,
that he's
why
talking.
Is that in the song?
Because
they say we have little Carolyn,
because he works
right?
at Aperture Science, and he enslaves Carolyn. I mean, and then she becomes Gladys, and she has to do all this science for him in this underground cave, basically.
Wow.
And you're like, you try to help.
In the show, it's not in the song, Bob. It's in the game, when you're going
yeah.
through the game. The, yeah, it's really
not,
cool.
Okay,
I looked into that too, Sarah.
Chad. Shut up. I want to get what Chad said. Chad, you just said it's not in the song. That's why I've never heard it. Right, Chad?
That's right.
It's in the game. Oh, okay. Well, you should say that, Sarah. Yeah, if I could say it's in the portal. Well,
he's just excited. He's just trying to get the idea. So.
Yeah, I was just pointing out that Ion brings that up, but we never get past it to the hidden Bob ground of it. I mean, it's pretty steep.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's pretty good.
Dave Johnson, is that the guy, the man, sort of like the Walter from Fringe guy, like that started the company or something? Is that him?
Yeah, John Noble.
Yeah, but he reminds me of Stang, though, the Reverend.
Who does? Who does?
Cave Johnson. So it's, it's confusing. I don't know, some guy that claimed to be J.R. Bob Dobbs or something? I don't even know who
Cave Johnson is the guy from the game, the character in the
game.
Yeah,
say that, Sarah.
Yeah, the character in the game. I don't know. I always just think he sounds like he's running the place.
Look, you're talking about a character. I'll just talk to Chad. He's clearer. Steve Johnson is a character, and that's his name. It's not his actor name, right, Chad?
Right, Cave Johnson. I'm pretty sure
Cave
I looked
Johnson.
At this like six months ago. So the story inside the Portal game is that I think it's Cave Johnson is the main character who started this laboratory ages ago, and then the artificial intelligence. Aperture Science, thank you. And the artificial intelligence came alive and became more intelligent than all the humans and then locked down all the humans. But there's these sound bites, because I've gone through the game and like walked through it, and there are these sound bites that Sarah's talking about. I guess they're recordings from Cave Johnson when he was alive or when he was in the factory. And it's like, you know, good night, Carolyn, and like Sarah just said about when life throws you lemons, throw the motherfuckers back at them. So there's all these like little sayings, little aphorisms that come out over the loudspeaker from Cave Johnson, the original guy who started it all.
Right. So this is why it says we have little Carolyn locked in there or something. That's
Carolyn's like his assistant.
She's in the companion cube. She gets stuck in the companion cube. So when Carolyn, like your Carolyn, is saying things like, let me out of here, Noah's flipping out because he's like, oh my God, you know? And we've been so excited about that for so long.
There's some cool Easter eggs in that game.
That's exactly what Noah said.
You mean they have a nice design? Is that what you mean? Cool
Easter eggs. Like a hat trick in hockey, correct?
No, Easter egg is like a surprise thing that's embedded in your game.
But you have to do three moves to get to
it. You have to do special things to find the Easter eggs, but they'd be things like these little sayings and stuff that the average user wouldn't know about that you can activate by doing things in the game. And they are kind of Bob and Ion and Carolyn related. Like the fucking character called Carolyn, his assistant.
Right, and when he says, how you doing, Carolyn, whatever, that's not an Easter egg.
No, that's the guided...
Yeah.
He guides you through, tells you what
you're doing.
Well,
that's pretty incredible.
Is.
So I'm playing that song for 7 years trying to get me to find this out. But no, I didn't care. I had the Trump attitude. I didn't care. So that's pretty good xenocrony, Chad. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, he sounds like me.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can see at a broad level, this is definitely a hologram. This whole Bob life is a hologram. Because you get out of
these fans. The artificial intelligence in the game that takes over is like Ion.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, and they're making propulsion agents and repulsion agents.
Okay,
the attitude of this artificial intelligence, the attitude is so Ionic. Just the smugness.
But
yes,
of the release of it. When was it made? 2009? After Ion showed up?
No. Yeah, 2009, and then Portal 2 came out in 2010, I think.
Yeah, so that's ionically influenced, maybe.
It has to be. It's worse than J.J. Abrams' thing. I mean, it's...
Did you say it's worse? It's worse?
Worse as in
more
influenced
similar.
By... Right,
more
biting off of.
And here's Carolyn, that's 2009, she's not even really on the radio. She doesn't really get into the show till late 2010, 2011, where she starts participating more. than things that she says were already said in the portal thing. Like, get me out of here.
Yeah,
that's
and
incredible.
It sounds just like her.
Wow.
It's crazy.
So maybe it really is us. And